right here, right here. Stay still. It's, fuck. I forget how to do this knot. Just stay still, okay? There's one leg. And there's that one. Oh, it might be a little bit of excess, but I kind of want to make you look like the guy captured by the villain in the movies, and the rope is just wound all the way around him. Just all the way up. I don't care if it's not the most practical. It's not like you can get out anyway, so. Round and round the rope goes, binding you all up. Fuck, I can't think of anything that rhymes with up right now. But I don't really feel like any comments from the peanut gallery right now, so let me just take this duct tape. And we're gonna seal that mouth shut. Wait. Before I put it on your mouth, I just... You know, they always do duct tape in the movies like it keeps someone silent, but it really doesn't. There's a much better way to do it. So, let me just take my panties. I mean, I have a skirt on. I don't need them anyway. And I'm just gonna ball it up and we'll shove that right in your mouth. And now we put on the duct tape. There we go. Perfect. Now try to talk. No, really try. I feel like you need encouragement. I want to make sure you're not, you know, lying to me. Come on. Come on. Come on. You want to talk? Huh? Perfect. Well. Now you really do look like the victim of a cartoon villain. Wish I had some railroad tracks around here. We could really do some fun play. But... there's things I can do to you without needing a railroad. I mean, I can't get at your nipples right now, sadly. Too much rope. I might have gone a little crazy with the rope. But that's okay, because I only bound you from the waist up. So, right between your legs is still available to me. And the question is, that you might be wondering, how much am I feeling like a villain right now? Because I have all these fun toys. I don't really need toys, do I? Just my fingernails running up and down your thighs is a toy of itself. I can see the little goosebumps forming as my fingers go up and down. Going into your inner thighs, just lightly caressing. My fingernails just lightly teasing. Feels good, doesn't it? And when I go over your knees, well, you appear to be a little bit ticklish. What a silly spot. But... it's not like you can escape me. Not right now. No, right now you're completely helpless. How do my panties taste, slut? Ooh, I guess that's good. The rope covers so much of you, but... your face isn't covered. I can still touch it so nicely, so softly. Run my finger over those duct tape covered lips. Put my hands in your hair. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah? I don't want you phasing out. Oh, come on, a few slaps just wake you up, get the blood pumping. Want to see where else I can slap? Made you flinch. But let's go a little bit lower. Where was I? Now, just because I'm kneeling, don't get any wrong ideas. We both still know who's in control here. Do you feel because I'm kneeling on the ground before you with my mouth near your cock like you have any sort of power or am I in any way submissive? That's a good shake of the head. Are you sure? That's what I thought. Well, then, since I seem to have your attention... Oh, don't worry. This doesn't mean I'm not going to be a villain. It just means for the plans I have, I need your cock nice and hard. And I know nothing makes your cock quite as hard as warm, wet lips just engulfing it. Sliding up and down that head. So fun how I can use this head to get into that one. And vice versa. You really are a slut. Here we are. Perfect. Now I just need some paracord. Here we go. We can just loop it a little bit. Have you ever tried cock and ball bondage before? Having your cock tied up? It's really fun because I can trap all of that blood that's currently pulled into your erection, keeping you hard. I can trap it all in there. And keep you nice and hard for me. In fact, the longer I leave these little teeny ropes on, barely bigger than a shoelace, you'll start to swell. Your cock will become engorged. It'll change colors even. Don't worry, I didn't do it that tight. Just enough to separate your balls and keep your cock nice and hard for me. You know, another thing that CBT does is increases sensations. So when I take my nails and I run them alongside your shaft, you see, it's like you're all ballooned up. You feel it a little bit more too, don't you? They somehow feel sharper. When I bring my mouth back down, and use just the tiniest touch of teeth, just little nibbles. It's as if you can't tell if it feels good or if it hurts. It's just intense, huh? I love how nervous you're getting. I can practically taste it coming off of you. You're not quite sure what I'm gonna do to you. And that thought both scares you and arouses you. Because you're just such a slut. Such a dirty boy. You keep coming into my grasp so willingly, and sometimes I do such awful things to you. And sometimes I go far, far past what you want. But that serves its own purpose, doesn't it, slut? You need me to take you that far to hurt you that much sometimes. Because only then can that little inner brat of yours take me seriously. Only then can I get the respect that I deserve. I love seeing that shift in your eyes when I go from silly and playful friend to your fucking dominatrix who you know you better fucking obey. I love seeing that. It's like a light just changing color in your eyes. And then when I use my other voice, when I use this voice, the voice that haunts your dreams and all those wet ones that have you humping your fucking pillow. I love the way your eyes almost roll up in your head as you just sink into a lusty little trance for me. Like the dirty little slut you are. My good slut. You know, I finally decided what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to put some headphones on you. And I'm going to play a file, and I'm not going to tell you which one. Because that would take out all the fun. And, well, I think we could consider this an experiment. See what CBT does to affect HFOs. Don't worry, baby. Even though I'm gonna blindfold you, I wouldn't want you to get distracted by anything I'm doing, of course. I am gonna be watching you the entire time. Watching you squirm, watching you thrash and attempt to thrust. Listening to you whimper with my panties still shoved in your throat. You ready, baby? It's time to go to sleep.